Well, Chillicothe has five fouls against him. That's about the only black mark you can chalk up against him. They played pretty sound. Mackenzie Barnett, 3 of 4. She's got 6 points. Hannah Jones with the tray. Whitney Clampett has a pair of inside buckets. Graves has a bucket. Caitlin Parkey, 1 of 3. Also got good playing time from Keithley and Haley Jones. And it's Chillicothe's ball playing the goal to the left this first half of your radio dial. Jones over to Barnett, right wing, joined by Graves, Parkey, and Clampett. Hannah Jones, original starting five in for Chillicothe. Hamilton is yet to substitute. Clampett, free throw line, dances back out, goes over right wing to Jones, back to Clampett on the wing. Chillicothe showing great patience here, not really forcing anything. They go over to Barnett on baseline left. Her defender Ward slips. Nothing develops off of it. Clampett on the weak side gets the ball. Blocked out of bounds by Prather. Morgan Prather with the block out of bounds on Clampett. So it's Chillicothe's ball again. Prather 5'9 with a long wingspan. Pass goes up top to Jones. Her pass is stolen by Prather. Prather trying to weave her way through traffic. But Hannah Jones knocked it loose. And it went off the knee and out of bounds of Morgan Prather. Chillicothe's ball, nothing could develop off the steal. Good job getting back and busting things up by the freshman Hannah Jones. Jones top of the key to Whitney Clampett. Clampett dribbles to the right, passes to Barnett, tries to lob it inside to Parkey. Knocked out of bounds by Shelby Cruz, the 5'9 junior. Hamilton without a senior on their girls' roster. Starts 4 juniors and a sophomore. Chillicothe lobs it in to Parkey. Gives it to Clampett. Clampett has her pocket picked. They send it down court. And a quick bucket by Sydney Bodorf. After Prather had the steal, Bodorf has the bucket. And it's an 8-point Chillicothe lead. Now first points of the quarter with 6:33 left in the half. It's 17-9 Chillicothe. By 8, Chillicothe scored the first 5 points in the game. It's never trailed. It's never been tied since that first bucket. But Hamilton still hanging around, playing tough here in this early second quarter at NCMC. Oh, nice lob inside. Clampett to Parkey, who is underneath the bucket. It doesn't get any better than that. That was textbook, ladies and gentlemen. And it's a 10-point lead. Bodorf on the right wing, looking over the floor. Goes baseline to Shelby Cruz. Cruz looking inside, can't get it to Prather. Goes back up top to Molly Ward. Ward over left wing to Bodorf now on the opposite side. Tried to lob it inside. Graves broke it up. Tipped it to Hannah Jones. Jones on the breakaway. Lays it up and count it. Hannah Jones for two more. She boogaloos down Broadway and lays it up and in. It's a 12-point Chillicothe lead. Prather drives inside. Nice job by Morgan Prather posting up inside. And has her first points tonight. And it's back to a 10-point Chillicothe lead. Maggie Graves, free throw line, drives inside and has it knocked out of her hands and out of bounds. Chillicothe's ball, low post left. Carson Keithley and Haley Jones check in. Graves and Hannah Jones check out. So the Jones sisters rotate in for one another. They lob it in to Parkey at the high post. Cross-court Keithley fakes a tray, drives inside, lays it up. And a blocking foul. Is that going to be on the floor? Oh, illegal screen. Illegal screen on Chillicothe. That is on Haley Jones. Sixth team foul. Six different players with one foul each. Hamilton is yet to foul. Across the timeline. Bodorf goes over right wing to Ward. Give back inside to Prather. Around the rim. Doesn't get it to fall. Rebound by Cruz. Doesn't fall. And Prather with the second attempt gets it to fall. And it's back down to an 8-point lead as the teams trade 4-0 runs. Barnett baseline left. Clampett on the wing being guarded by Finch. For Hamilton, Whitney Clampett over to Carson Keithley, high on the right wing. Her pass tipped out of bounds by Bodorf. 4:37 left to play in the first half. 21-13, Chillicothe Lady Hornets by 8 over the Penny High Hamilton Lady Hornets. Whitney Clamp at right wing following the inbounds pass in the corner. Up top, Carson Keithley sees a 3-ball. No. Off the rim. Finch with a rebound for Hamilton. Hamilton down court, pulls it up top, hands it to Prather. Right wing now to Molly Ward, up top to Bodorf, high between the circles. Haley Jones gives her a little bit of room. Right side, Cruz, dish inside, Prather. At the high post, doesn't get it to fall. Rebound saved, goes out to Cruz. Cruz can't get it to fall, and Caitlin Parkey says that's enough of that. It's Chillicothe's turn. Gets it to Whitney Clampett. Barnett on the baseline. Out to Clampett on the wing. A little pushing and shoving inside results in Haley Jones taking a tumble. Pops up. Boy, they're really getting after it inside there. And finally, they call a whistle. Foul on Cruz. I waited to see who they're going to call that on. So Chillicothe's ball following Hamilton's first foul. Nothing inside for Parkey. Kicks it back out. Clampett can't get it to fall from the wing on a three-point attempt. She's 0 for 3 from outside. Hamilton brings it down court. Morgan Prather wants to go coast to coast, but referee spot a whistle on Chillicothe on the dribble drive. Pushing off is the call, and Maggie Graves will check back in. 3:28 left to play in the first half. 21-13, Chillicothe. Second foul on Carson Keithley. She stays in. Now she'll come out, rather. Hannah Jones checks in. And Graves gets Parkey some rest. And being coached up a little bit by Coach Rachel Parkey. First free throws in for Prather. She's 1 of 3 from the free throw line. She has 5 points, and it's a 7-point ball game for the first time since early in the first quarter. Second one by Prather is good as well. Chillicothe, 17 fouls now. 3:26 left to play in the first half. 21-15, it's a 6-point Chillicothe lead. They could use a bucket here. Graves, free throw line, doesn't get it to fall. Clampett clears out the rebound. Up top to Hannah Jones. Jones backs it back out, shows some good patience over to Barnett, right wing. Barnett doesn't want to shoot over top of Prather, gets it to Graves. Graves triple teamed. Over the back is the call. Graves was getting hammered inside there and knew it was just a matter of time before a whistle. That's going to be on Morgan Prather, her first. Chillicothe's ball to inbound at low post right with 3:03 left to play first half, leading by 6 over Hamilton. They go up to no man's land. It is kicked, no call. It's lost out of bounds, and Hamilton touched it last. It tried to get it to Graves and overshot her on the inbounds pass. It went to no man's land. But Chillicothe dodges a bullet, and Hannah Jones across the timeline, the right-handed dribble. Freshman point guard goes over to Clampett, right wing. Clampett up top, wants to get it inside to Graves, can't get it there. Goes over to Barnett on the wing. Working the weave up top. Now they go inside. Nice drive. Oh, that did everything but hit the bottom of the basket for Whitney Clampett. Nice drive. And this is really getting physical. Midcourt, loose basketball picked up by Chillicothe. And then Prather collides with Hannah Jones. And who's this going to be on? It's going to be on Prather, I believe. If so, that'll be her second. And third team foul. Chillicothe's ball, their half the court sideline, opposite from the players' bench. 2:28 left to play. First half, 21-15. Chillicothe led 17-7 at the first quarter, led by as many as 12 in this quarter. Right side, Mackenzie Barnett gets it baseline to Clampett. Clampett sees an opening, knocks it home. Whitney Clampett, turn around, 12-footer, no one around her. She'll hit that all day and most of the night. She's got 6, and it's an 8-point lead. 2:02 left to play in the first half. Dish inside, off the glass for Bodorf and in. Sydney Bodorf, back-to-back buckets, and it's back to a 6-point game. Hamilton gave up that little run early in the first quarter. Gave up an 8-0 run, but has done a nice job since then, and Graves can't connect from 12. Rebound Hamilton, and they could close it a little bit tighter. This one, instead, they throw it away. Graves with the steal. Maggie Graves stepped in front of Cruz and picked the pocket. They go over to Barnett, left wing, up top, Jones. Jones backs it back out on the wing, baseline right now. Barnett, around the horn we go. Clampett looks off a tray, gets it free throw line to Maggie Graves. Back out to Jones. Barnett, bounce pass inside to Haley Jones, and Haley Jones, the junior, with the bucket, a nice feed inside, and Jones did a good job posting up that time. Haley Jones with her first bucket, 28-17, under a minute left in the first half. Pardon me. Graves is shutting off the baseline. Hamilton has to bump it back up top to Molly Ward. She sees the three ball, and she nails it. Well, we didn't have any trays the first meeting. Now Ward has two trays. And it's a five-point game for the first time since early in the first quarter. Haley Jones kicks it out. They go over to Hannah Jones, left wing. And a blocking foul as Hannah Jones was driving down the boulevard. This will be the fourth team foul. Haley Jones checks out. Parkey checks back in. It's a second foul on Shelby Cruz. So Cruz and Prather each with two fouls. Clampett gets it into Parkey on the weak side, and Caitlin Parkey knocks it home. Parkey with six. And it's a seven-point lead again, 27-20 with 7 seconds left. Hamilton with a chance at the buzzer here. Over to Finch. Baseline. Deuce isn't there at the buzzer for Cruz, and that's how the quarter comes to an end. We played a half. It hasn't been pretty. Chillicothe showing a little rust. Been off for a week and a half, but they still lead it 27-20. It's a seven-point lead. We're back after this on KCHI.